to the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, good morning to you there, Joe. Thanks for joining us. So walk us through your woes.
Sorry, I really... I wasn't expecting you guys to call up kind of in shock right now.
Well, look, we did go back and forth about this for what it's worth. But look, sometimes we just decide to roll the dice, throw caution to the wind, because honestly, at this point, there's not much lower the segment could really get on any given day.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the encouragement. I guess I appreciate that.
Trying to help. Just saying, you know, at various points, I'd say we've actually hit rock bottom. And I mean, we don't want to jinx you or anything. And maybe it's a dumb thing to say at this point. I get that. But I mean, especially considering there's not even really a date here to discuss in the first place, the best I can tell.
There's a date. There was a date. There was definitely a date.
This is what had us going back and forth. Can you talk it out for us?
Well, we got coffee. That's considered a date. Right. You know, it's not the highest of dates, but it's certainly considered a date.
I know Katie was real big on this, but why were you getting coffee as opposed to literally anything else?
Well, because we met on Tinder and she wanted to, I guess, see if I was like a creeper or a serial killer or something. I don't really know, but coffee's kind of safe.
Is that a direct quote from the evening, Joe?
I mean, yeah, it is pretty much almost word for word a direct quote.
Wow. Okay.
At the time, I did get kind of where she was coming from. I mean, in this world, but it really kind of threw me for a loop. You know, there's no real way to not sound like a serial killer when you're trying to convince someone you're not a serial killer.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if she hadn't brought it up, you know, if you just threw that out there
just to get this out
randomly, I'd have concerns.
But how did it go? I mean, assuming you are neither a creeper nor a serial killer, but it's not me you're trying to sell here, right?
Yeah. I think it went really well. Like, serial killer stuff aside, and again, I can't necessarily fault her for the logic. We're living in a really weird time, but you know, she wanted to meet up and in public in the light of day. No big deal. I get that. Okay, makes sense that you're the people you're meeting online. I just didn't expect like full-on background check.
She did an actual background check?
Like the real deal?
Like while you were sitting there?
I mean, not entirely, but kind of. Like, she was super fixated on the cities I lived in. And I felt like she was going back and like plugging this info somewhere. She had someone on an earpiece in a van.
Wow. And, okay.
Again, not a huge deal. I don't have anything to hide. But she didn't bring it up. So I guess I passed whatever that test was. It never came up again.
Are you sure? Did she like give you like some kind of a stamp?
Or an I voted sticker.
Yeah, something?
No, but we did make plans to meet up later that night, you know, like for stuff.
Like dinner?
Because like, this is where you said things started to change. Is that right?
Yeah, it was like a complete 180, really significant shift.
Okay, how so?
All right, well, the short version is after we left Merritt, she was like, okay, meet me over at my place. Like, she said that line, meet me at my place in a few hours.
Okay.
So, cool, great. All right, a few hours. So I pop around, run a few errands, and then I just kind of go back to my house and wait. But I get a text from her saying she's out with some friends at this dinner. It's running late, but she says she'll be home by 11. So, okay, whatever. I've stayed out later. Like, she's out with her friends, so 11 probably means like 11:30. So I figure I just roll up around midnight. And she comes to the door, takes one look at me, and just says, I changed my mind. She basically slammed the door in my face.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You said in the email that you feel like this was somehow a misunderstanding. That seems kind of straightforward, but can you explain that?
I mean, how else am I supposed to process it? I just don't know what shifted between come meet me at my place later tonight and me knocking on the door. Like, we didn't really talk outside of that text exchange. So, again, I don't know if she did do some deeper background check and who she talked to or what. But I promise whatever it is, it's not true. Like, I have a somewhat common name, so maybe she looked up the wrong guy. I know how this is going to go, right? Like, I am familiar with all this. I'm telling you this. I haven't done anything. I know I'm still probably going to get roasted because I'm on the radio or all something. Right. But, you know, like, I'm not trying to pull one over on you guys or anything. I'm a pretty normal guy. Pretty open book. I swear. I just, yeah, I don't know. Real, really big shift that I kind of just need to hear it. You know, hear what the thing is. So,
right.
You know, I just need the chance to figure out the why, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Are you trying to convince us or yourself?
Right. Because we are going to get you that chance. It's coming up next. Hang out. We're Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on
Y100. Okay, Joe. Joe and Melinda. Like, it was a date. I know you didn't think a coffee date was a date.
Yeah.
It was a date.
But come on.
They made plans later.
Right.
I really feel like he thought it meant something that she didn't necessarily, but
we'll
find out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see how this is a misunderstanding, but
next
sure.
Next part is for.
Right. Let's go.
Yeah, because he shows up really late.
Well, yeah.
Like, she was already running late, and he pushed it later.
Man.
And then at the door, she's like, nah, nah, nah.
Change
not
my
today
mind.
So let's figure out what's actually happening here. Hey, is this Melinda?
Hello. Yeah, this is Melinda.
We're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you this morning with a date night package that we like to give away on our show. It's basically a license to just go nuts. Okay, so you pick whatever you want to do, where you go, all of that. We'll pay for it. Now that said, you would be obligated to go on this date with the person who entered you for the prize in the first place. Now, you do know him, so don't panic, okay? And, well, based on your last interaction, it's entirely possible this will be a no. But maybe you could hear him out. You know, he might have something worth listening to.
Could be.
I don't know. Do you remember having coffee with a gent named Joe?
Why? Okay, hold on. So I told him that I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why I need to hear him out because, like, I don't know how much of a hint Joe needs. Like, I thought it was clear.
Okay.
I thought so, too.
Right.
Melinda, it's me. And you were clear. I mean, like, I got that what you were putting down. I just don't understand it. I just need to know what changed in that little window. I'm not trying to be a I swear. It's a huge shift. I think I should just, you know, get somewhat more of an explanation.
Why is he on the phone? I'm just confused what this is right now.
Yeah, well, he's convinced that you or someone else, maybe, got him confused with a different guy, or there's some weird miscommunication that happened here, or I don't, something to that effect.
And he wants a chance to clear the air.
Yeah, is that
all
right?
He didn't need to clear the air. He was also very straightforward that night. Like, it's the whole thing. But like, we made plans for the night, but obviously we had different ideas of what the plans meant. And like, my work thing kind of ran a little late, but even then he didn't choose to show up to my house until after midnight.
Okay.
And I know it was like a Tinder match. I know what that means sometimes, but like, come on, he had a duffel bag with him, for crying out loud. And like,
what?
No. Yes, no, that's all I needed to see.
The bag? It's a bag.
Yeah, mind you, don't bring over to a woman's house on the first day you meet. Like, how presumptuous that you're spending the night?
Well, okay.
Like, hold on, too. I have to say this because I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong impression, okay? But to bring an overnight bag to my house, it's like, weird and awkward, and that's the best-case scenario because I also don't make a habit of letting strange men with bags I could probably fit into in my apartment.
That's, like, yeah.
Okay, hold
that's,
on.
That's not, that's kind of smart.
Like a general rule, yeah.
And that is fair. That is fair, but I could also explain it if you had just asked me. I don't have anything to hide. It's an old gym bag. I just took it out of my car because I didn't,
okay.
I just needed something to put my gun in.
Wait,
what?
You wanted to bring a gun into my apartment?
Wait, why would you add?
Wait, that is so much worse. Like, were you going to tell me that?
Yeah, if you ask, okay. I'm licensed to carry it. I'm not going to leave it in my car at an unfamiliar apartment complex. Plus, I've got some other things that I just didn't want anyone to take.
Just lock your
door. Because my apartment complex is so dangerous? Like, what are you implying about where I live?
Well,
if it's in San Antonio, it's dangerous. I'm good with precautions to an extent, but this is a whole... You're just being paranoid.
Okay. All right. I just want to jump in. I could say that I wouldn't cross my mind that a bag alone would send the wrong message. And I can promise you that I'm also not a serial killer. But, like, I could see from her perspective, it's like, look at how that could be something that jumps out.
Yeah, she's right to be a bit cautious.
Just a bit.
Thank you. And it's not just paranoia. Like, again... In addition to the serial killer stuff, I take issue with the idea that you'd come to my house so late at night thinking I was just going to be some, like, easy... Like, gun aside, is this something you do regularly? Is it a different girl every weekend? Like,
right.
I don't think I'm wrong to try and prevent some sort of catastrophe here in any way. And, like, I need to protect myself, whether that's, like, my heart or, like, my entire... person.
All right.
Like my body.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. That's not fair. You're reading way too much into the situation. The bag was dumb. Maybe. Obviously, I just didn't want my truck getting broken into with a gun inside of it. As for the hour, that's you. You're now jumping to conclusions because of a situation that you caused. So, no, I wasn't coming over to just, you know, but I also wasn't about to chop you into little pieces or something, okay?
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. We're going to call this a no. I don't feel like that is...
Going once, going twice.
Okay. Thank y'all for being here today.